Chad Kroeger hit 3 home runs and drove in 7 runs in all, leading the Thunderbolts to a doubleheader sweep of the River City Rascals with 6-4 and 6-2 wins at T.R. Hughes Ballpark Saturday night. The win keeps the Thunderbolts' playoff hopes alive. I'm Terry Bonadonna. Welcome to today's Thunderbolts podcast. The Bolts got off to a great start in Game 1. With Chris Wade at first, Mike Torres got the ball rolling. Torres swings the first pitch and drives it out to deep right, back at the wall, and that is gone. A 2-run homer for Mike Torres, his first of the season in his 94th game, and the Thunderbolts have a 2-0 lead in the first inning. The Rascals quickly responded in the bottom of the first. They sent 9 men to the plate and scored 4 runs on 5 hits. Blaine Weller was unable to get out of the first, and the Thunderbolts trailed by 2. Kroeger's first home run of the night, a 2-run shot in the third, tied the score at 4. Windy City was able to take the lead back for the first time since the first when Kroeger came up in the fifth with Mike Torres at second base. Liner out to right field. That's in for a hit. Torres is being waved around third. Here comes the throw from Jason Patton. It's to the plate on time. Torres tries to slide around it, and he does. He's safe at the plate, and the Thunderbolts lead 5-4. A nice slide from Mike Torres. Ryan Cuneo doubled to lead off the sixth and crossed the plate on a Jarek West groundout, giving the Thunderbolts a 6-4 lead. That would be the final as Duke Dykeman, Shane Zagarek, Michael Click, and Willie Kessler combined to throw 6 1/3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Zagarek earned the win and Corey Caruso took the loss. Game 2 was all Thunderbolts from the start. Dustin Williams threw a complete game and allowed only 4 hits. Kroeger again provided the offensive support, starting in the second inning. Fly ball out to deep right field. That one sends Patton back to the wall and he watches it sail over the fence. Home run number 30 this season for Chad Kroeger, and the Thunderbolts have a 1-0 lead. Then he added one more in the third. Kroeger hits a high fly out to right center field. Jason Patton back to the wall again. At the wall, it's gone. A 3-run homer for Chad Kroeger. His second of the game, his third of the doubleheader. And the Thunderbolts have a 4-0 lead in the third inning. River City scored their first run in the third on a Doug Sanders RBI groundout. Chris Andreas homered in the fifth to make it 4-2. Brandon Decker put the game away in the top of the sixth. His 2-run homer was his 18th of the year and made the final score 6-2. Williams earned the win and Preston Vansell went 5 innings for the loss. The Thunderbolts will conclude the regular season on Sunday night at 6:05. They need a win and 3 Southern Illinois losses to qualify for the postseason. I'm Terry Bonadonna. Thanks for listening to today's Thunderbolts podcast.